Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. You know, we're going to talk about what's going on in sports. You know, we're going to talk, NBA free agency, MLB, what's going on with the Mets and the Yankees as Mets are on the brink of being part of the infamous side of history. We'll talk about that momentarily. Talk about the Yankees as they dominate the Reds, you know, at home. Of course, you know, we're going to preview the WWE Battleground pay-per-view event later tonight. And, of course, as usual, folks, you guys know the number. And that is, of course, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to speak your mind. And with that in mind, let's get to the show. Right now, the Mets, they are trailing 1-0 They're going into the seventh inning. As of right now, the Mets are being no-hit by a pitcher with the last name of Despaigne. You know, he's making his fifth career start, and he is dominating the Mets. And Wheeler, he's pitching great, but unfortunately, you know, he's going to be on the losing end unless the Mets can come back. But that's not looking too optimistic, even though they're just down 1-0, because Despaigne is dominating the Mets. Mets had the bases loaded in the seventh because Despaigne, he got a little wild. He hit a batter, walked a few batters, and he just retired Tejada to get out of the jam. So, you know, Wheeler only gave up one run and 8 hits, but unfortunately, Despaigne is dominating the Mets. He just completed 7 no-hit innings, and he's looking to be the first man in Padres history to throw the first no-hitter, you know, for the franchise, which is the only franchise right now in the major leagues to never throw a no-hitter after Mets snapped that historic drought 2 years ago when Johan Santana threw the first ever no-hitter in Mets history on June the 1st, 2012. So Despaigne is looking to do the same for the Padres.
Yeah, it has to give. I mean, the Padres are the only team left in MLB baseball that doesn't have a no-hitter. Mm-hmm. And right now, it's looking like they have two more innings to get that. So,
oh, yeah.
History is looking like it's on their side right now.
Oh, yeah. Mets have been cooled off these last 2 days. They've been shut out these last 2 days so far. Mets lost 6-0 on Saturday after winning in the ninth on Friday night by the final score of 5-4. But looks like history is going to be made. And as a Mets fan personally, I'm not liking this.
Well, even if it does happen, I mean, no hit has happened to every team, you know, so.
Oh, I mean, it's happened to the Mets already. I mean.
Yeah,
Mets first no-hitter happened. Was it a perfect game? It was against Sandy Koufax who threw it against the Mets.
Right.
Not to mention Mets have been no-hit on Father's. I think they had a perfect game on Father's Day too, when the Phillies Hall of Fame pitcher Robin Roberts, threw it against the Mets.
Right. Right.
So it's happened multiple times. The most recent one no-hitter was against. I'm trying to think which team it was. The Cardinals, I think it was? No. Actually, it was the Astros. The late Darryl Carl threw a, no-hitter, in Houston before he went to the, Cardinals.
Right, right.
So that's the last time the Mets have been no-hit. And right now it looks like, it's going to happen again.
Well, the Mets better get their – they better hurry up and get their acts together.
Oh, yeah. They better. It looks very scary. But what can you do? You got to believe.
You got to, yeah.
Even when you don't believe, you got to believe. So I'm hoping they can get at least a hit, and then I'll worry about them tying this game up for, next.
Yep.
But before the All-Star break, Mets have been playing well. They won 8 of their last 10, and they've evened the series so far, against the Padres. But right now they're on the wrong end of history, so we'll see what happens.
Yep.
Very soon. But, I'll keep you guys posted on what happens if you're not watching the game. I'll let you know if history went down or not. If it got broken up, I'll let you guys know. But in the meanwhile, let's shift gears to the Yankees. As the Yankees, they're playing against the Reds. Derek Jeter reunites with Todd Frazier, who he took a photo of when Todd Frazier was a little boy. I think it was in 98. So now it's all full circle. You know, Derek Jeter is about to end his career, and Todd Frazier, you know, he's been playing in the big leagues for a little while now.
Yep.
So, it's a nice little reminder that, you know, you never to treat people nice, you never know who, you know, what someone's going to become. So, you know, you got to treat, it was nice of him, you know, to take that photo with him, you know, when he was a little kid, and they were able to show, to share another photo recently, so.
Yep.
It was a nice series, you know, a nice gesture by Jeter. By the way, Jeter did get a nice reception at the All-Star game, as expected.
Of course.
Last All-Star game of his career. And, you know, the AL All-Star won again. Let me try to think. The final score was 5-3. In Minnesota. So, you know, basically, you know, the American League has home field advantage yet again. And, you know, the Yankees are excited about that. They're just hoping that, you know, their rotation can get healthy. But they suffered a big blow. Cesar Sabathia, you know, who's supposed to be the ace, who hasn't been pitching well these last couple of years, he's out for the rest of the year. And everybody else in their rotation is hurt, basically. But they did get a nice outing from Brandon McCarthy yesterday. So that's a promising, you know, start to his Yankee career.
Yeah, right now Yankees have to rely on these, you know, these no-name guys like Phelps and McCartney and Corona pitch good. Right now the Yankees, you know, starting today, they have 37 games out of the next 56 games at home. So they got to use these home games to their advantage. And this weekend they ended up sweeping the Reds. Friday, they beat the Reds 4-3. You had Ellsbury hit a two-run home run to tie the game. And Beltran and McCann had an RBI to lead the Yankees to a 4-3 win. And yesterday you had McCarthy, who they signed from the D-backs.
They acquired in a trade.
Right, they acquired him in a trade. And McCarthy entering this start was 3-10 with a 5.01 ERA in 18 starts with Arizona this year. And yesterday he looked like he was Randy Johnson or Pedro Martinez or someone. He was dominant. Reds couldn't touch him. They only had one run. They did get seven hits, but most of those hits were off the bullpen. But Yankees ended up killing them offensively also. You had home runs by, I think Beltran hit a home run in that game as well.
Yeah, he did.
And the Yankees scored four runs over five innings against their starter, Alfredo Simon. And then he scored three more runs in the sixth to blow open the game. So that was a good game yesterday by the Yankees overall, pitching-wise and offensive-wise. And today we had to face the Reds' best pitcher, Johnny Cueto.
Cueto.
Mm-hmm. Is he a brother or is he a Hispanic guy?
I think he's a black Hispanic. You know, I don't know. You know.
Okay. He's a really great pitcher. Yankees got to him today. You know, he had like 90 pitches entering the fifth inning. So Yankees made him work. And he had to leave the game, I think, in the sixth. And the game, Kuroda pitched real good. The game was tied 2-2 entering the ninth. And Yankees got Ellsbury on base. He stole second. And then McCann came up to bat, and McCann landed a routine pop-up to short right field, which fell in between three Reds players, and Ellsbury ended up scoring the game-winning run. And Yankees win today 3-2 to win this series and sweep the Reds. And right now the Yankees are just 3.5 games behind the Orioles in the standings. So if they take advantage of this homestand, they might end up winning this division. We'll see. But right now they're playing well. So
And with that, let's, you know, shift gears to NBA. You know, Jeremy Lin, he's been taking a tour in Asia, and he basically he went to Taiwan, which is the home place of his parents.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, Lin is the first player of Chinese, you know, the first American of Chinese or Taiwanese descent to, you know, to play in the NBA. So, you know, he basically returned to his parents' homeland, and he basically was talking about, you know, how he wants to win and Kobe Bryant wants to win, and, you know, he's excited, you know, to be a Laker. In another previous interview, he was saying that how he was shocked to be a Laker because he expected to be in the 76ers or the Knicks because, you know, those were the rumors that were going down until the Lakers just popped out of nowhere. But, you know, it should be interesting. And plus they signed Carlos Boozer. You know, they're, you know, they're still a few pieces away from being a contender after that dreadful season Kobe and the Lakers had last year.
Oh, yeah. Lakers are they're ages away from becoming good again. They need a lot more pieces to surround Kobe.
Absolutely. Even Jerry West, the man who acquired Kobe Bryant in a trade, you know, for the draft, the draft rights from Kobe in, like, what, 96 from the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
He is saying that he doesn't think Kobe will ever win a championship. But he thinks, the best, you know, that, you know, the best thing for him is, you know, just to be happy, you know, to stay, you know, with the Lakers.
Well, yeah, that's all he could do. I mean, he's already won enough championships already. So.
Yeah, five.
Yeah.
So, and another thing, LeBron, you know, he's trying to make a big two in, or big three, you could say, in Cleveland with him, of course, Kyrie Irving, and he's trying to get Kevin Love to come to Cleveland in a trade. So, you know, that's something else worth watching.
I heard that Cleveland, they're hesitant to give up Wiggins in a trade, which Minnesota would want.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's going to happen or not. It looks like it might be Golden State. Golden State also doesn't want to give up Klay Thompson to trade for Kevin Love. So
you got to give something to get something.
Yeah. Both of them might have to just wait next season.
Exactly. When they're free agent.
Yeah.
If they don't sign an extension with whatever team, you know, they get traded to or their current teams.
Yep.
That's worth noting. And I don't know if you heard Phil Jackson. He was saying that how he had a, you know, before he signed with the Knicks, he had a meeting with with James Dolan and Steve Mills, and basically he invited them to go to the desert and drive in ATVs, and basically, you know, he tested them and they did it. So I guess he felt like, you know, that, you know, they were willing to, you know, go the extra mile to win the championship, put a championship caliber team, you know, for the Knicks.
That's the type of person that Phil is, you know. He's a Zen master. He gets you.
Yeah.
He does things like that to, you know, inspire you and to motivate you, you know.
Right.
He's used tactics like that for his players. And, I mean, hopefully he could install some of those same tactics.
Oh, yeah.
Amongst the Knicks and the Knicks organization, so that way we could finally win the championship there 40 years.
Yeah, the first time since he's been a player, since he's been a player, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be sweet, man, to finally see what a Nick championship is instead of watching old footage.
Yeah.
But then again, with all the teams I root for, all I see is old footage of my old team. And I've never seen it, but we shall see. That's another story for another time. Before we cue the violins. But seriously, hopefully, you know, the Knicks can get the final pieces together and try to be respectable in a championship caliber team, man.
Yeah.
And hopefully last year's team would be an aberration, and they can get back to where they were 2 years ago and improve on that.
I hope so.
Yeah. And, you know, the rumors prevail that basically, you know, after cutting Lamar Odom, they're interested in signing his former teammate. And, of course, I'm talking about Meta World Peace to return and on the, you know, on the bench.
I would like that. I mean, I think, you know, Meta World Peace brings that physicality that we need, that aggressiveness and the defense. So.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not a crackhead like Lamar. So.
Yeah, I agree. You know, he has that grittiness and the toughness.
Yeah.
Another guy who's, you know, who's gritty and tough, who wants to return to the Knicks, is Kenyon Martin, but he's currently nursing an injury. So
yeah.
You never know, he might return sometime this year.
I like Kenyon, but he gets injured too much when we need him.
I know.
I think it might be best to let him go.
You know, he's like Marcus Camby light. He's trying to be on that level.
Yeah, he is.
You know,
when we need him, he's not there.
You know, in every aspect of the way, you know, he's a gritty guy, but he gets hurt too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Man. I mean, last year he was great, especially in the playoffs for us, but he's just injured too much.
Oh, yeah. He definitely gets injured too much.
Yeah.
There's one out in the eighth. And it's still 1-0. Despaigne has 107 pitches right now. He's 0-1 on Granderson. Granderson's going to try to break up this no-hitter. But I don't know. Granderson.
Well, if anyone can, the Grandy man can.
I wish so, but the only way he's going to break up that no-hitter, the way how Granderson's swing is, by tying the game up. But we need a hit. I mean, we need like a contact hitter up at the plate, not a guy who's going to strike out right now.
Yeah.
Oh, he fouled it off. Man, which is the Padres fans, man. How are they going to act? They haven't won a championship. This would be the biggest moment of their franchise history.
Yeah, thinking about it, it would.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing that ever happened to them is, you know, losing to the Yankees, you know.
Yeah.
In 98. So, you know, that'd be a historic moment.
Yep.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I guess we'll shift to WWE quickly. And I'll let you know if he breaks up this no-hitter, hopefully, in a few minutes or so. But, yeah, WWE, man, Fatal 4-Way, who's your pick? My pick is Cena.
Yeah, I think Cena will win will retain the championship and hopefully fight Lesnar at SummerSlam, is looking
like. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. You know, he's going to face Roman Reigns, Kane, and I'm trying to remember who's the fourth. Oh, Randy Orton.
Yeah.
In a Fatal 4-Way. But like you said, I agree with you. Cena will retain at least one more time. I think Cena will lose to Brock Lesnar at the SummerSlam next month. Let's see what other matches they got there. Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose.
I think I'm going to go with Seth Rollins on that one.
Me too. I think Seth Rollins too. If Dean Ambrose wins, that's the end of the feud right there.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be Seth Rollins wins, and the feud continues for a little while longer.
Yeah.
Oh, man, strike him out. Granderson strikes out. Now he is four outs away from making history for the Padres. And, of course, I'm talking about Despaigne. Let me see. What else matches are there? Bray Wyatt versus Jericho. Bray Wyatt will win.
Yeah, I think Bray Wyatt will win.
Because Jericho, you know, he's a you know, he's a great veteran. You know, he does what a veteran's supposed to do. You know, you once you get that level, you got to put over the guys, the young guys.
Yeah, even though he doesn't have to, but yeah, he does it.
Yeah, he does it, and that's basically that's how you do it in the business. You know.
Yeah.
You know, to build a guy up, the guys up, you gotta lose to them sometimes. You know.
Exactly.
But I'm
what about the 20-man battle royal, the Intercontinental Championship?
I'm picking Cesaro.
You know, I think Cesaro, but now I'm thinking Bo Dallas. I think Bo Dallas maybe, you know, but Cesaro's a great pick also.
Yeah, because it would look like it would be a good guy who wins because Wade Barrett's going to present it, and he's probably going to attack. He's going to probably attack the guy who wins it. So it'd most likely be a good guy, but I'm thinking it's Cesaro that's going to win.
Or maybe Sheamus wins it and they unify the U.S. and Intercontinental belt together.
Oh, you're right. I didn't even think of that. You know what? I think you're right.
Yeah, that's possible.
I think you're absolutely right. He's going to unify the titles. And speaking of unifying the titles, it looked like John Cena handed Randy. He looked like he handed Ric Flair the title. So it looks like the I can see SmackDown, but it looks like you saw SmackDown. So John Cena didn't walk out with the World Heavyweight title, right? He just walked out with the
WWE. I didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't see him, so.
I didn't see that part that you're talking about. I think he still has both belts.
It was on Raw. When Ric Flair was there, he handed Ric Flair.
Oh, on Raw. Okay.
Yeah. So so it looks like, depending on what happened on SmackDown, it looks like he, Mitch, break the no-hitter. It goes to the wall. It looks like the game's going to be tied. Oh, no. Oh, there's nobody on base. It's a two-out double. Oh, no-hitter broken up. Two out in the bottom of the eighth.
Yeah, too bad for the Padre fans.
So, congratulations to, you know, this pioneer. He pitched a well-pitched game, but unfortunately, you know, he has to wait one more. The Padre fans have to wait one more game to at least see that historic moment happen.
Yeah, no-hitters are tough.
It is. It's very tough. Believe me, as a Mets fan, it's something I thought I'd never see at one point. But it's, you know, he pitched a well-pitched game. You know, he has two outs. He's still in the lead, but it looks like he has 118 pitches. Wright's trying to tie the game up here. And, you know, he's going to try to get out this inning with the lead.
Yeah.
So, what was I going to say? What other matches are there?
AJ versus Paige, although I think AJ will retain her title.
Oh, yeah, AJ versus Paige. AJ's going to retain it. For sure.
Usos versus the White family.
I think Wyatt will finally win it, but then again, I've been saying it for the past couple of months.
Yeah, I think Wyatt family will finally win it, too.
Yeah.
Is Jack Swagger fighting Rusev today, or is it going to be at SummerSlam?
I think it is today. Yeah, it is today. So, that's a good question. You know what? I'm rooting for Swagger for the first time in his career. I'm actually rooting for him. But I think Rusev is going to win. And maybe wait until SummerSlam if they face again to maybe him for him to lose.
Yeah, I think Rusev will win. I think they'll have a rematch SummerSlam where Jack Swagger wins.
Exactly. It'll be like kind of like Lex Luger.
Yeah.
You know, body slamming Yokozuna.
Yeah.
Like that was like 20 years ago now that I think about it.
Yeah, it was.
So that'd be a nice moment. So that'd be an interesting moment. What were you gonna say?
Oh, nothing.
Well, you got anything you'd like to say?
Check out my show, IMAX, Saturday at 11. Come on, check out this show.
You're good, man. Check out my show every Sunday at 6, Sports Urban Legend, and check out his show, IMAX, every Saturday at 11. So, with Macaulay Matthews, that was him. I'm William Ramo. I'll see you guys next time.